Welcome to The Shift, a program dedicated to living a healthier life. Now, here is your host, Dr. Annette Hazzalone.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me for The Shift today. Wow, have you been watching all of the exciting news out there? But before we get into that, I would like to remind everyone that Elemental Research Incorporated is a sponsor of this show. Yes, indeed, that's the Angstrom Mineral Supplement Manufacturer, Elemental Research Incorporated. Go visit their website at www.elementalresearchinc.com. And also remember to go over to drannette.com, where all the archives are being placed of all those shows and all the links to all these wonderful news releases and documents that you might want to take a look at, because it's up to you to decide what you believe and what fight you want to pick up on. I think that all of us should pick up on the health care reform fight, because it's reform right straight down into socialism. Yes, President Obama is taking pages right out of Marx's book. Yeah, Karl Marx, Marxism, socialism. That's the true story. If you remember last week, we were talking about the crumbling of the empire. Well, pilfering the coffers of the citizens is their last ditch effort, and they're doing a good job. Being a business owner and working stiff myself, I see more and more of my money going to, yes, the government, and less in my own pocket. Alrighty, I want to remind everybody that if you want to get some exercise and hang out with some really cool people, down there at Cassini Studios at 4409 West Riverbend Avenue in Post Falls, still has classes going, and it's really kicking it up a notch. They have dances on Friday nights. It's a Latin dance. And on Saturday nights, they also have different dances available. We have Chuck Boris that comes in and plays live music. And some of the patrons also participate in the live music. It's a lot of fun. All of the accomplished dancers are more than happy and willing to help anyone who comes in and wants to learn to dance. And even though I am not a drinker, I do have the occasional red wine, there are dances, Sunday night dances that are taking place at the Slab. And it's a really clean atmosphere. If you want to go down and do some Latin dancing and meet up with me and the Cassini crew, we'll be down at the Slab Inn in Post Falls, Idaho on Sunday nights. So I'll be looking forward to seeing you there. You got to really come and check it out and see how P90X has been working for me. That's that extreme fitness program. All of us can benefit from fitness. That's a true story. And one of the things that's really unfit right now in our nation is none other than this Health Care Reform Act. And I was really excited when I heard about Scott Brown. Now, I went to Laura Ingraham, one of my favorite talk show hosts. I went to her website, and I get her emails, and she sent an e-blast out. And I'm going to quote her here. It says, quote, "Don't let anyone convince you that Scott Brown's victory in Massachusetts isn't anything but monumental. This is a body blow to Obamalo Ismanuel, agenda, and the repudiation of the course on which the president has put our nation. At the same time, beware those Republicans who claim this victory is theirs. Until a few weeks ago, the RNC wasn't even really dialed into what was happening in Massachusetts. It wasn't so long ago when certain GOP elites were quietly turning their noses up at the raw energy of the Tea Parties. And those Tea Parties are taking effect, so keep participating, ladies and gentlemen, because we the people can make a difference. And if they tell you otherwise, it's a big fat lie." She goes on to say, "Make no mistake about it, were it not for talk radio and the Tea Party town hall events of the last summer, healthcare would have passed a long time ago, and you probably would have never heard of Scott Brown." So his platform, yes, was to stop the Health Care Reform Act. And the most Democratic, most bluest state in our nation, voted in Scott Brown, a conservative. Yay, I say. So we have to stop this government takeover. This is the socialists that want to take over our republic and take away our freedoms. We, the people, have the power. And the Christian Coalition of America, their website is www.cc.org. If you want to go there, and there will also be a link on my website, drannette.com. And you'll be able to go there and sign the petition and fax your members of Congress. Keep our voices loud and clear. We say no to a government takeover of health care. Now, their article that they have out right now, Stop the Government Takeover, says Barack Obama and the liberals in Congress are pushing for a drastic government takeover of our nation's health care system. And the only thing that can stop them is you. Their proposed scheme would mandate taxpayer funding of abortion, limit our choice of doctors, cause health care costs to skyrocket, followed by tax increases, kill American jobs, and I can attest to that myself personally, watching how the payroll is definitely being eaten away by taxes already. Let's see, provide health care to illegal aliens while rationing care to elderly and disabled American citizens. It will cause millions of Americans to lose their current insurance, forcing them on the government plan. Make it illegal to buy or sell individual insurance plans. So you'd have to rely on the government. This article by the Christian Coalition of America goes on to say, unless Americans take action immediately, this bill could become law in just a few months, but we can stop it. We simply must stand together and speak out with an overwhelming voice and say, no, absolutely not, no. We can demand real reform that will bring down health care costs. We can demand an end to the junk law that runs doctors out of business and drive up our insurance rate. We can demand portability and the ability of the to purchase insurance across state lines. We can speak out for true free market reforms, not government-run schemes that stifle innovation, ration care, and increase our taxes. We can demand reform that focuses on empowering personal choices and freedom, not government. Say yes to real solutions and tell Congress no to a government takeover of our health care. Now, I was watching the news this morning, and it's really funny because now the Democrats have lost their majority because now they have another Republican in the Senate. And, you know, I'm not I don't really go to any party. I am a fiscal conservative for sure. And it's really nice to see that this gentleman is going to put a monkey wrench in something that these individuals in the Senate wanted to shove down our throat. Yes, I don't think that's right. And the Massachusetts rejection of government takeover is very telling on how the American people feel. Now, they did some polls, and I was watching this on Fox News, and 97% of the Americans that they polled are against this health care and socialism. Mm-hmm. There was a article that's going to also be up on drannette.com. That's drannette.com. This one is, Massachusetts rejects government takeover of health care on Patients First. The link will be there for this article. This is, last night the people of Massachusetts spoke. They told President Obama and congressional Democrats to end this health care takeover now, because it's not reform, it is a takeover. The meaning and magnitude of Scott Brown's historic victory is truly stunning. Not only did he win in such a liberal state, he won with this message, quote, send me to Washington to be the 41st vote against the health care takeover, end quote. That's what Scott Brown won on. That tells us a lot. The Democrats know this as well. On Sunday, when President Obama campaigned with Ms. Coakley, neither of them said one word about health care, the issue on which the president has staked everything. They know that even in Massachusetts, the liberal bastion of the nation, their health care takeover has been rejected by a majority of the people. So that's really interesting. So you will see articles on DrAnnette.com about Stop the Government Health Care Takeover, where to go and sign the petitions. One of the places is the Christian Coalition of America. That's www.cc.org. And just type in the search engine about the health care takeover, and it will take you right there. Or you can go to DrAnnette.com, and the link will be there. Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, we really have to fight this battle, or we're going to lose hands down. That's right. So the next thing in the news, getting away from the health care right now, is talking about there's a stuff called fly ash, also known as coal ash. And what's really interesting about this is that it is a substance that is produced as a byproduct of burning coal. Now, there's a lot of it. And the reason for it is because they've increased our air quality, so they can't let all this garbage into the atmosphere. So they have these big ponds and storage places full of this coal ash. And there was a New York Times article out that says that the coal ash pond that ruptured and set a billion gallons of toxic sludge across 300 acres of East Tennessee last month was only one of more than 1,300 similar dumps across the United States. Most of them are not even monitored or regulated, and they have billions of gallons of what they call fly ash, and it's the byproduct of burning coal. So it looks like we're coming up on that break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what happened with this dump. What does the EPA say about the toxicity of this? And then we're going to be talking about what this coal ash or the coal waste is being used for. If you ever had any questions in your mind about how the government is poisoning the people so that we will die, this will be a really big wake-up call. So you want to hear more about this? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. 5 different health packs are available. For example, for general wellness, the Wellness Essentials Pack, which contains a 1-month supply of Metagenics Wellness Essentials Daily Nutritional Support, and Elemental Research's Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, BCZ, and Silver, all for just $169.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All 5 items of $55 value, absolutely free, plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer, so visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
All right, we're back from the break. And one of the things that's really interesting, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is contradiction everywhere, and even the Bible, I believe, has a message in there that if it's contradictory, it cannot be truth. Well, that would mean that the FDA and EPA and the government are all full of big fat liars, wouldn't you think? Okay, well, now I'm going to finish talking about this fly ash or coal ash in just a second, but I do want to remind you that we have those dances going on at Dance B. Cassini at 4409 West River Bend Avenue in Post Falls. that Friday night they have the Latin dance at the studio. They also have Saturday night dances, and once a month, I think it's the second Saturday every month, one of our local talents, Chuck Boris, comes in and plays live, and it's a mix of music. And then Sunday nights over at the Slab, there is Latin dancing with the DJ there, and all the dances from Cassini's goes over there. So you might want to go over there and check it out. I really have a lot of fun myself, so come down there, learn to dance with me. I would love that. Okay, well, there's this story that I was telling you about in Tennessee. Okay, there was a rupture of a pond that had billions of gallons of this coal ash that went over 300 acres. Yeah. And so they say that there are dumps like that. They reach up to 1,500 acres, and they contain heavy metals like arsenic, lead, mercury, and selenium. They are considered by the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, to be a threat to water supplies and human health. But they're not subject to any U.S. regulation. That is very interesting. The coal ash is used throughout the United States for construction fill, mine reclamation, and other quote-unquote beneficial uses. They said in 2007, this is the New York Times, according to a coal industry estimate, 50 tons of fly ash, coal ash, even went to agricultural uses, like improving soil's ability to hold water, despite an agency warning in 1999 about the high levels of arsenic. So, okay, let's take a look. This is also on drannette.com, the link to the EPA statement on coal ash. It was released December 17th of 2009. It says, EPA's pending decision on regulating coal ash waste from power plants expected this month will be delayed for a short period due to the complexity of the analysis the agency is currently finishing. And further in this article, it says coal ash is a byproduct of the combustion of coal at power plants, which is collected and later disposed of on land. Coal ash was brought prominently to national attention in 2008 when an impoundment holding disposed ash waste generated by Tennessee Valley Authority broke open, creating a mass spill in Kensington, Tennessee, that covered millions of cubic yards of land and river and is regarded as one of the worst environmental disasters of its kind in history. Shortly afterwards, EPA began overseeing the cleanup, as well as investigating the structural integrity of impounds where ash waste is stored. So right there, they're telling us, this stuff is toxic, this stuff is dangerous. You can go read it right on the EPA site, definitely. Okay? And there was the story of in Tennessee, how one of those broke open and just completely contaminated a whole 300 acres. That's right. But there's the University of North Dakota has been studying coal ash. They've got coal ash research. They utilize it. The utilization, it says, currently close to a billion tons of coal is burned annually to generate electricity in the United States. And as a result, nearly 130 million tons of coal combustion byproducts, or CCBs, are produced. One third of the CCBs are utilized, while the rest are disposed of mainly in landfills. Increasing costs and heightened regulations are making the disposal of CCBs an undesirable option. So, they don't want to pay to dispose of the stuff, so they are trying to figure out how to utilize it. They're saying that, we can use it for a landfill. Now, I don't know where they're getting the idea that using toxic waste is going to conserve natural resources for a cleaner and safer environment. Yeah, okay. say that it's going to produce significant economic savings for end users. No way. That's silly, I think. What do you think? Go check this stuff out. It's really true. So the EPA and the USDA are still promoting ash for crops. What? They want to put this stuff in our crops? Let's see. This article says, and you can find this on DrAnnette.com. This is from the SouthernStudies.org. This month, the EPA and the U.S. Department of Agriculture entered the final year of a three-year partnership that's part of a larger effort by the American Coal Ash Association, the Electric Power Research Institute, and others to promote appropriate increased use of coal ash in agriculture. The agencies say coal ash can improve the texture and fertility of soil, but environmental activists raises concerns about the toxic elements in the stuff. Yeah. Well, I would too. There's a peer executive, Director Jeff Roush, who obtained the documents under the Freedom of Information Act. And he says USDA does American agriculture no favors by duping farmers into spreading hazardous waste across their fields. He goes on to say USDA would pull out of the coal ash business tomorrow morning. They should. I'm sorry. I misquoted it. Let me do that again. USDA should pull out of the coal ash business tomorrow morning. Wow. Now, there's a letter. I also put it up. There's a letter from April 2nd of 2009, United States Department of Agriculture. You can go and read it yourself. But according to that letter, the EPA, one of the coal combustion products being applied to crops is what is known as flue gas desulfurization, FGD, gypsum, which is produced when power plants add lime to remove sulfur dioxide from exhaust gas. Yeah. So this material contains things like arsenic and mercury. So the ARS Deputy Administrator Stephen R. Schaefer wrote, quote, an important use of FGD gypsum is as a replacement for commercial gypsum applied to peanuts in coastal plain soils in the southern U.S. Huh. So on one hand, they're saying, oh my gosh, this stuff is toxic. It's got heavy metals in it. It'll kill people. But the U.S. wants farmers to use coal waste on the fields. There's a Washington Post article in it. I am absolutely flabbergasted. I don't know about you, but this one was December 23rd of 2009. Says the federal government is encouraging farmers to spread a chalky waste from coal-fired power plants on their fields to loosen and fertilize soil, even as it considers regulating coal waste for the first time. Now, this material comes from scrubbers that remove acid rain causing sulfur dioxide from plant emissions. It's a synthetic form of the mineral gypsum, and it contains mercury, arsenic, lead, and other heavy metals. The EPA says those toxic metals occur only in tiny amounts that pose no threat to crops, surface water, or people. Wait a second. Didn't they just have a cow over the fact that there was a spill in Tennessee, but they're turning around and saying it poses no threat to crops, surface water, or people? I don't care how you slice it. When you have a heavy metal that's a cumulative poison, even if you're getting it in minute amounts, it's toxic. It's going to build up. It's going to cause problems. Environmentalists say too little is known about how the material affects crops because they haven't studied it. It has been no time to study it. And ultimately, human health, for the government to suggest that farmers use it. Now, Jeff Roush says this is a leap into the unknown. Big surprise. They're, fostering pharmaceutical drugs on us. They're putting poison on the crops, trying to inject us with these vaccines with fake pandemics. With all kinds of mercury, aluminum, heavy metals, animal DNA, and all kinds of weird stuff in it. They're injecting this into our bodies. They're putting it on our foods. They're putting it in our water in the form of fluorides and things like that, which is a poison, by the way. And then they're saying, oh, we're here to help you. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, to go to drannette.com. That's drannette.com, where you can download these archive shows and also look at all these links that I put up for you so that you can go and read this for yourself. And you can see that I'm not just blowing smoke, that there's actually something going on out there. And even Obama administration is engaged in its usual internal spat over even coal ash. Well, personally, I'm going to go out and buy myself some chickens. I'm going to buy some of those seeds that you can regrow. Yeah, because I don't trust the government, and it's going down the slippery slope. We see it happening all around us. Check out drannette.com. Go read for yourself. Stay informed. That's the key right there. And active. Don't sit there and wait for someone else to take action. You can do it yourself. You can fax petitions against the Health Care Reform Act. You can fax your representatives about the coal waste. You can have an effect. The election of Scott Brown in Massachusetts is a great example of that. All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the hour now. Once again, remember to go to elementalresearchinc.com or give them a call at 800-314-2884. Keep us on the air. I hope you have a healthy and happy weekend, and keep all those wonderful emails coming to me so I'll know what you, the listener, want to hear. Until next week, have a happy and healthy weekend.
You've heard Dr. Annette talk about Elemental Research liquid minerals on her radio program. Well, now Dr. Annette, Elemental Research, and Metagenics have teamed up to offer you health packs to address specific health concerns and give you a free bonus valued at $55. Where can you find this great offer? On Dr. Annette's website, drannette.com. Five different health packs are available. For example, the Blood Sugar Support Pack, which contains Metagenics Wellness Essentials Blood Sugar Support for healthy blood sugar and total body nutrition, and Elemental Research. Researches Morning Basics, Evening Basics, Calcium Magnesium, 32-ounce VCZ, and 16-ounce Chromium, all for just $183.95. Plus the exciting free bonus, Elemental Research Silver, Zinc, Silver Zinc Throat Spray, Silver Zinc Nasal Spray, and Silver Hydrogen Peroxide Spray. All five items of $55 value, absolutely free. Plus free shipping. This is a limited time offer. So visit drannette.com today. That's drannette.com.
Elemental Research sponsors The Shift each week at this time with Dr. Annette Hazzalone. Tune in for a further discussion of living a healthier life again next weekend at this same time on KTW. Your announcer is Ron Harris. This is LBS, the Liberty Broadcasting System.